Chapter 4 Elisha Multiplies the Widow's Oil. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant feared Yahweh. Now the creditor has come to take for himself my two children to be slaves. Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? She said, Your handmaid has nothing in the house except a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow containers from of all your neighbors, even empty containers. Don't borrow just a few. You shall go in and shut the door on you and on your sons, and pour out into all those containers. And you shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door on her and on her sons. They brought the containers to her, and she poured out. It happened, when the containers were full, that she said to her son, Bring me another container. He said to her, There isn't another container. The oil stopped flowing. Then she came and told the man of God. He said, Go, sell the oil, and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. The Shunammite Woman. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunam, where there was a prominent woman, and she persuaded him to eat bread. So it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. She said to her husband, See now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passes by us continually. Please let us make a little room on the wall. Let us set for him there a bed, a table, a chair, and a lampstand. It shall be, when he comes to us, that he shall turn in there. One day he came there, and he turned into the room and lay there. He said to Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammite. When he had called her, she stood before him. He said to him, Say now to her, Behold, you have cared for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Would you like to be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. He said, What then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, Most certainly she has no son, and her husband is old. He said, Call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. He said, At this season, when the time comes round, you will embrace a son. She said, No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your handmaid. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season, when the time came around, as Elisha had said to her. Elisha raises the Shunammite's son. When the child was grown, it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. He said to his father, My head, my head! He said to his servant, Carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door on him and went out. She called to her husband and said, Please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. He said, Why would you want to go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, It's all right. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Don't slow down for me unless I ask you to. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. It happened, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, there is the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and ask her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?'" She answered, "It is well." When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi came near to thrust her away, but the man of God said, "Leave her alone, for her soul is troubled within her, and Yahweh has hidden it from me, and has not told me." Then she said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Didn't I say, 'Do not deceive me'?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand, and go your way. If you meet any man, don't greet him, and if anyone greets you, don't answer him again. Then lay my staff on the face of the child." The mother of the child said, "As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." He arose and followed her. Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he returned to meet him and told him, saying, "The child has not awakened." When Elisha had come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid on his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door on them both, and prayed to Yahweh. He went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. He stretched himself on him, and the flesh of the child grew warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house once, back and forth, and went up and stretched himself on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her. When she had come in to him, he said, "Take up your son." Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son and went out. Elisha purifies the poisonous stew. Elisha came again to Gilgal. There was a famine in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his servant, "Set on the great pot, and boil stew for the sons of the prophets." One went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds, his lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of stew, for they didn't recognize them. So they poured out for the men to eat. It happened, as they were eating of the stew, that they cried out and said, "Man of God, there is death in the pot." They could not eat of it, but he said, "Then bring meal." He cast it into the pot, and he said, "Pour out for the people, that they may eat." There was no harm in the pot. Feeding 100 men. A man from Baal Shalisha came and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of grain in his sack. He said, "Give it to the people, that they may eat." His servant said, "What? Should I set this before 100 men? But he said, "Give the people, that they may eat. For thus says Yahweh, they will eat and will have some left over." So he set it before them, and they ate, and left some of it, according to the word of Yahweh.